We're joined on the phone lines by Rich Cimini of ESPN. And, Rich, we do appreciate your time this afternoon. Sam Darnold's back in the mix. He's back after some time away. I know he's been at the facility and whatnot, but looking like he's going to make his return after the battle with mono. And as somebody who's battled mono, I understand how brutal it can be, but what has been your takeaway this week from what you've heard from Sam Darnold, and what are you expecting with him, I guess, needing to shake the rust off a bit getting back to football?
Yeah, actually, we just finished talking to Sam not 15 minutes ago. So, you know, he seems pretty confident going into this game. He's eager. He'll be wearing the extra padding over his rib cage just to protect his spleen area, which, of course, you know, if people are familiar with mono know that, you know, it's an enlarged spleen. But he finally passed his lab tests this week. The spleen is back to normal size. The rust factor is definitely something that has to be considered. I mean, he hasn't played a football game since week one, and then he did nothing for 3 weeks. And so he's practiced the last couple of weeks, but like he said a few moments ago, there's just no substitute for Sundays, and he expects you know, the game, the first couple of possessions, he thinks could be a little bit shaky. Maybe his heart will be racing a little bit there as he tries to get back in the flow. So I think the Jets need to manage the game carefully early on just to get him, you know, back with his, get his feet under him again.
A lot of people I've talked to have said that they haven't heard Le'Veon Bell's name enough. They haven't heard that he's doing some big things in New York with the Jets. Is that just a product of the fact that the Jets are losing, or is that a fact of he hasn't really done a whole lot as a free agent, as a free agent signee for New York?
Well, he gets the ball a lot. I mean, he's on a 400 touch pace right now. He just gets the ball a ton. I think in the last week's game against the Eagles, he got the ball in their first nine plays. But the problem is he just has nowhere to run. I mean, the offensive line is really struggling right now, opening holes, protecting the quarterback. And Bell has, you know, you could see the effort there. He's playing his rear end off. He's just, you know, is bottled up. And they have to figure out ways to try to get him going, because he's their best player on offense, and yet it's been really frustrating because it's like he's in quicksand right now. He just can't get anywhere.
Fitting the Jets are playing the Cowboys. We're talking with Rich Cimini of ESPN.com here on ESPN Central Texas. You had a piece talking about the Jets and that O-line and how they should go about rebuilding it the Dallas way. Can you go more into that thought and what Adam Gase and that franchise needs to do in order to protect their you know, obviously their guy back there, QB1, Sam Darnold?
Yeah, because the Jets have been neglecting the offensive line since 2010. They've only used three draft picks in the first three rounds on the offensive line. That's tied for a league low. And none of those were even first rounders. You know, there was a 1-2 and 2-3s. So they've been patching it together with, like, middle of the road, borderline free agent type players over the years, and it's just not working. So my point was, they need to follow the Dallas blueprint. I mean, all five of their guys are homegrown. You know, three of them are first round picks. One of them's a second round pick. And Collins, you know, they got lucky. He fell out of the draft, you know, because of off the field issues, and they picked him up as an undrafted free agent. And you know, they have a really good offensive line when they're healthy. I know now they're not quite healthy right now. They're dealing with some issues, but that's the plan, what the Jets have to do, because they got a young quarterback. He's only 22. He's got a bright future, but they can't let him turn into Andrew Luck. You know, you can't let him be a human pinata back there. And, you know, their quarterback got sacked 10 times last week against the Eagles. You know, Sam Darnold's not going to last in the league very long if that happens to him. So they have to make it priority number one in the offseason is to rebuild the offensive line.
What has been the early returns on head coach Adam Gase? And I know that there's been a lot of injuries going on with the Jets, and they haven't really been in the ideal situation all the time. But just early on through the first, you know, quarter of the season, what has been your early thoughts on Adam Gase?
Well, obviously he hasn't done a great job. They're 0-4, and yeah, they're dealing with some injuries. I mean, it's hard to play when you're quarterback. You're using a former practice squad quarterback, Luke Falk, who, you know, has basically been fired by three different teams, and now you have to play him. You know, I think your listeners probably know that their backup, Trevor Siemian, shredded his ankle ligaments in the second game, forcing the Jets to go to their third quarterback. So it's really been an impossible situation. They've been going uphill on offense. They've only scored 2 offensive touchdowns in 4 games, which is rather mind-boggling when you think about it. And one of those last week was only a 19-yard drive. So, you know, it's been tough. And Gase, I think he deserves somewhat of a pass here because of the quarterback situation. So I don't think it's fair to put all the blame on him, although Jet fans seem to be doing that right now. I think if you poll Jet fans, they'd probably want him fired now. But it's his first year. The roster's got a lot of holes in it. I think you need some time to evaluate him when he has his number one quarterback in there. And so he'll have that now.
Dallas has hit a little bit of a skid here lately after a really nice start. And, you know, everybody got ahead of themselves. Oh, my gosh, this team with Kellen Moore running the offense, it's unbelievable. And now they've come back down to earth a little bit, Rich. I noticed that C.J. Mosley's going to be out for that Jets defense. So how do they go about trying to limit Dak and Zeke and Amari and the rest of that Cowboys offense, who's going to be looking to bounce back in a major way and get off to a good start after what we saw last weekend?
Yeah, and the thing is, the Jet defense has not played badly. I think they rank maybe 12th or 14th at yards allowed. So despite a number of injuries on defense, they definitely have been playing with a second-string linebacker core for the last 3 games. All 4 starters are backups, and you mentioned Mosley. He's not going to play this week. He's been out since week 1, and their corners are shaky. That's another issue. They're not going to have one of their defensive linemen, Henry Anderson. So they are, in spite of all those injuries, I think Greg Williams has done a really good job of keeping the group together. They're competitive. They haven't been getting off to good starts. That's the one issue. In the last 3 games, they've given up early scores and they've fallen behind. But then they'll put the clamps down and tighten up and keep it fairly competitive. So I don't think Dallas's offense is going to have as easy a time as they might think they will, because I think Williams will throw some stuff at Dak that'll keep him off balance a little bit. And I don't think the Cowboys are going to run up 35 or more points on the Jets. I think the Jets will keep it competitive from a defensive standpoint.
A few weeks ago, Jamal Adams was in the news, and matter of fact, against the Browns, he got that they got that big fine. He got that appeal went through, and he doesn't have to pay that after all. But there was a big thing with his social media, and Rich, he's an alpha dog. He is that guy. Is all well with Jamal Adams and the Jets right now?
Yeah, we were just talking to him a short time ago, and of course Jamal grew up in the Dallas area, and although he said he hated the Cowboys growing up, his dad played for the Giants, so he was a Giants fan in Cowboys country, which was pretty difficult for him. And he's having a really good year. I don't know if people are noticing it because of the other struggles, but he's a Pro Bowl safety. He's very, very good. I don't know if he's totally happy here. I think the losing has probably been wearing on him. They've been losing since he's been here. I mean, it's just, I forgot what their record is. I know they've lost 13 out of the last 14 games, so that's bound to take a toll on anyone. And Jamal is a pretty emotional guy, and I think sometimes on social media, sometimes on talk shows, he lets it get the best of him. But I don't think the Jets want to move on for him. But it'll be something to watch, because that situation, there seems to be something bubbling beneath the surface there that bears watching.
Rich Cimini covers the Jets. Yeah, very interesting stuff for ESPN.com. Hey, Rich, always thank you very much for your time, and look forward to watching the game, obviously, this weekend and reading what you have to say afterwards. But we do appreciate it. And I guess safe to say you picking the Cowboys this weekend, given all that you've mentioned so far?
Yeah, I'm going to pick them by a couple of touchdowns. I just can't pick the Jets. I mean, I think the Jets will make some strides this week with Darnold coming back, but you just can't flick a switch and go from 0 offense to, like, high-powered in 1 week. And I think it's going to take a while. And the Cowboys are desperate. They need this win. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys will win by a couple of touchdowns.